2020 has been a difficult year for South African households. As the festive season approaches with all its temptations, we must be wary of overspending as the full impact of this pandemic has likely not yet been felt. It's best to be wary of overstretching ourselves. After all, none of us can predict how 2021 will play out. Well, to get some tips on how to prepare for Black Friday and the festive season in a way that won't derail your savings plan, I'm joined on the line by Tamarin Lam. She's the head of retail distribution at Allan Gray. Thank you so much for joining us, Tamarin. Now, 2020 has been a horrid year for many, especially when it comes to their finances. What are some of the biggest financial lessons that we can take away from this year?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. I think we've probably all had a lot of lessons that we've learned this year. But when I reflect back on this year, there've been a number of sort of big financial ones, as you say, and I think I would narrow it down to three. The first is that it's really reinforced the importance of having a plan. And I know that sounds a bit crazy because this has been a year where even if you had particularly good plans, they've just sort of gone out the window. Mm. But I think it's also reminded us that, you know, actually, like, our lives are constantly disrupted, and our livelihoods. And it's like, it's actually an unfortunate part of our life. And if we know where we want to go, particularly in terms of our financial, you know, long-term future, and we know, you know, the steps that we need to take in place to get there, then when we encounter these bumps, we're much more likely to be able to know what to do and how to react.
Yes.
So that's the first. There's two more. The second is, you know, having an emergency fund backup pot is really useful. And, you know, it's that classic saying of you hope for the best, but you prepare for the worst. And it really is just, you know, 3 months of your maybe your annual expenditure or 4 months of your annual expenditure, put it away, know that you can draw on it, and it just helps you kind of give that source of liquidity that maybe sort of makes for a slightly easier night's sleep.
Yeah.
And then the third,
one
more with it. Yeah, just, I do think, you know, it's been a lonely time for us all, and this doesn't sound like a financial lesson, but actually it's hard to do this financial journey on your own. So I would just encourage everyone to seek advice. And, you know, if there isn't anyone in your immediate circle who can help you, then I would definitely recommend seeking out a financial advisor.
Now, the pandemic. Sorry, Tamarin. So the pandemic is not behind us yet. And there's a lot of talk around vaccines and all of that. But when exactly it's going to be on our local Clicks shelf, we don't really know. So why is it important then to then embrace a long term financial view, especially given that there's a lot of uncertainty ahead?
Look, I think it's important to embrace a long-term financial view, irrespective of the fact that today and tomorrow looks a little bit uncertain. And actually, because uncertainty is always there. And what you must try and not do is sort of overestimate your ability to predict what's going to happen. We don't know when the vaccine will come globally available, let alone in South Africa. Mm. So the best thing is, you know, think longer term and build your portfolio such that it does well in a range of those outcomes. And don't try and spend all your time worrying about what particular outcome will prevail over the next 3 to 6 months. Look up much further and just try and make, you know, control the decisions you can take today and the actions you can take today.
Yeah. So there are lots of cases of people making predictions about what will happen once there's a vaccine and what may happen next year. What do you think is problematic about these kind of predictions?
Well, I think it's that actually we just don't know. And hasn't this year proved that? You know, who was thinking about coronavirus on the 1st of January? And I bet you there were lots of people making predictions of what would happen. So there are so many contingencies. There are so many externalities that we don't have control over. You know, you can try and make those predictions, but actually you don't know. And so rather focus your efforts on what you can control and what you can do and make sure that you're sort of building a portfolio for yourself that actually is okay, irrespective of whether or not that prediction of like, okay, the vaccine's going to come in April. You know, that outcome should become less important than what you do today with every spending and investing decision.
Hmm. At this time with Black Friday, festive season, we do tend to overstretch ourselves and often turn to unsecured loans or credit cards and so on. So why is it not a good idea to do that?
Well, look, so, you know, debt is not necessarily a bad thing, but just remember that all kinds of debt is you're borrowing from your future income. So there's, you know, we often talk about things that are good debt And that's when you're using debt to invest in something which can grow, or it's your education or a business, and it's an asset. Bad debt is when you're actually just using it to accelerate spending.
Yes.
So if you don't need that item, often it's much better to wait and save up, because believe me, you end up spending far less. And the real problem with unsecured debt is that you have significant interest rates, and all you have to do is sort of take the cost of what it will what it'll amount to over, let's say, a 3 or 5 year period, and you can end up spending multiples of what the good actually cost.
Mm.
So just be very mindful of what the cost of that debt is, and is it something that you really need now, or can you wait?
Yes, no, that does make sense. I'm just thinking of what you're saying, that in many instances when we splurge, we're still having to pay for that item when that item is hanging in our wardrobe and we're not using it.
Yes, exactly. And, you can end up paying twice for that item because of the interest rate that is levied on that unsecured loan, if that is you're taking an unsecured loan out to fund that specific purchase.
Hmm.
And look, I know it's tough because we're at that time of the year where we all feel like we need a break. But just again, it comes back to your plan. Buy the things that you would have bought anyway, and really try hard not to sort of step into the temptation of taking out those store card loans that you know will actually you'll end up paying over a long period of time for something that isn't necessarily going to grow in value.
Yeah. So before I let you go, I know you've touched on having a plan, but just give us some practical guide around how to avoid overspending during the festive season.
Yeah, I think that first one is really just resist that urge to use your credit card. Don't deplete savings that have been built up intended for another goal. So think about that plan and carve out an amount that you think you can afford to spend. And then if you're going to spend, you've got that amount, and put together a sort of a budget, and then just try and stick to it. And then the final one, and I think all the retailers will probably kill me if I say this, but just remember that there are so many marketing tricks and shopping spending cues, and they don't place those items near the till by accident.
Mm.
So just be mindful that, retailers are going to be working quite hard to lure away your hard-earned cash, and just be careful about it, and do it within the constraints of what you think your longer-term plan is.
Thank you for those tips, Tamryn. That was Tamryn Lam. She's the head of retail distribution at Allen Gray.